Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Hueytown Chamber Chat. I am Jessica King, and I'm joined here today by, thankfully, Gavin. We're so glad to have you back, Gavin.
I'm glad to be back.
It was really bad without you. We missed you. For those of you who don't know, well, you probably wouldn't know this because we haven't posted an episode in so long, and that's because of me, because I am technologically not very efficient, and that is definitely Gavin's gift. And so, Gavin, we're so glad you're back, and we can regularly record these, post these.
Yep, I'm ready to get back into that rhythm.
Yeah, we are too. Obviously, Jamie is missing. He's going to be back in just a second. They had to take a group picture. But we are here at the Red, White, and Boom Festival. Gavin, how many of these have you been to now?
I believe this would be my third or fourth.
Nice. Very nice.
This was the event, my very first event, and then that day, the day before, is when I joined the Arts Council and just kind of started to roll from there.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah. If you're here today, you know that it is very, very toasty outside, to say the least. We are recording in a building that is not super air conditioned, but, you know, better.
It is usually better than this. Today, for some reason, not doing too good.
It's pretty bad. But you know what? We're not going to complain because we're not in direct sunlight, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's nice. I do want to sing my song that I did sing a minute ago during our sound check. I think all the listeners at home will get this stuck in their head.
Oh, yeah.
So you're welcome for this gift, everybody. All right. 5, 6, 7, 8. Gavin's back. All right. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. I added the beatboxing last minute. We could cut that part.
Or we could put it at the end.
Oh, yeah, that could be the go-home song, Gavin's Back, All Right. That would be a great choice. That's awesome. So, Gavin, what have you been up to?
I have been up to just working and trying to get a job down here.
Okay, yeah. Where are you working now?
Lowe's.
Awesome. Do you like it?
I do like it a lot.
Okay.
I just started working there, realized I got a lot. So I stayed there and then finally decided, you know, the one I was at wouldn't give me full time. So I was like, you know what? Maybe this is a sign. Let's go back home.
Yeah. Now, what do you do at Lowe's? Like, are you...
I'll be doing MST. So it's like making the shelves look good and doing resets.
Nice.
So if the shelves are mixed up, don't yell at me.
Right.
But yell at me.
Right. Valid. Love that for you. That's really cool. Not Home Depot. Lowe's.
Lowe's. Yep.
Yep. Very nice. Very nice. And so you're looking at moving more local. You're coming back?
Yeah, it's a Rock Creek Road.
Nice.
Sylvan Springs.
We're giving your address out on
air
right now.
On air.
And his social security number is. That's so funny. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we definitely missed you while you were gone, and we're glad to have you back. So.
Yep. I'm glad. Very glad.
My first impression of Gavin, I do feel like I should share this with everybody, was Dog Days, that event. Last year.
Pawpalooza?
Not Dog Days. My bad.
Same difference.
Yeah, same thing, right? I mean, there were dogs, weenie dogs. But speaking of that, I get here and we were supposed to be recording our podcast and I meet Jamie and I'm like, where's Gavin? Like, because I heard about, you know, you were also on the podcast and I was like, where's Gavin at? And he's like, oh, he's about to eat some hot dogs.
That was it. Hot dogs.
Yeah. And he's like, you should watch. It's going to be really entertaining. And I'm going to be honest, Gavin. I was a fake friend, a fake fan. I was a fake fan. I did not stay to watch you eat 9 hot dogs. It was 9, right?
I think it was 7, I believe.
See, I said 7 earlier to Jamie. So, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, 9 is crazy. 9's a lot.
That's what the winner got, I believe.
Was it 9? Okay, I thought he said 12, but maybe you're correct.
I think it was, I got 6 last year, or the one previous, and then he got
So
9,
you did one better.
And then he did one worse. So
I got it
this year.
And then, well, guys, super excited. Jamie is here.
The ratings just went up, like. Thousands of people started. Like, you can hear it, right?
I heard it.
Literally,
you sat down.
Just happened.
It just happened.
Two worlds collided. We got to go take a picture. It was great.
How was the picture?
Well, come on. Had me in it. So, right
okay.
There. It's award winning, I think, if most people
so
agree
humble.
With that. Yeah, absolutely. I am humble. Thank you, yeah, Jessica. Nobody says that about me, and you just did. Yes. That is awesome. So here's the deal. We're at, I'm sure you've already mentioned this, but we're at, what are we calling it? Are we calling it City Fest, Boom Fest? I need to know that before I go on stage.
It's all combined.
So it's all combined. So I'm going to be in and out. Probably most of this podcast is going to be done by Jessica and Gavin, which is cool. I'm cool with them. They are now a part of this. And it's so great. Did you mention Gavin's back?
Yeah, oh, like, I sang my song.
Yeah.
They know.
Gavin's back, been out, but now that he's back and we're back together, we're going to start putting these out probably, hopefully, every week. And get the momentum we had. You know, one time we had people listening from New York. We had people listening from
all over the world.
It was crazy.
May have been a VPN, but, yeah. You know, we'll say they were
well, well, we're just going to say that. I think they were listening. A lot of it had to do with me, but I don't think that's not important. But it was – but, no, really, the show was good. We had good guests, and we're going to continue that. We're going to do live events, too, just like today. Today, this is the event. I like this event, but it's 100 degrees in the shade.
So hot.
And it's going to be hot all day. It's just such a hot day, but a lot of people are going to be out. What is it about fireworks that everybody loves?
I don't love them.
Okay.
I hate them.
The world loves fireworks. I mean, loves fireworks.
Hate is a strong word.
I don't like loud noises. I don't like the popping
sound. So if you're sitting like from a distance.
I'm sitting in my car.
Okay, from your car.
Or an enclosed space looking
like
out the window.
Or like a protective suit. Like you got to have something like nothing can touch you.
I don't even like balloons popping though. So really? Like I'm a real...
Wow.
Real winner here. So
we like no noises whatsoever. Thunder, I'm afraid of. But anyway, we do have a new member of the chamber. And like I said, I'm going to hop off in just a few minutes. And Jessica and Gavin will finish up. Did you mention who the acts that we got today?
Not yet.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that. So the opening ceremony is going to kick off at 2:50. We got Nick Pierce playing at 3. We've got Ava Theros. By the way, local. These are some local acts. Ava Theros is fantastic. If you've never heard her, she sang at the last event, which would have been the prayer breakfast. Got a great voice. The Hueytown, I think it's the house band. They have yet to miss a City Fest or Red, White, and Boom, whatever you want to call this. They've yet to miss it. They play every one of these. Motel Ice Machine, also a little country, a little rockabilly. They got a little guitar to it.
I love rockabilly.
So the best part about that, Jessica, like this, the lead singer, his son, which I think he's like 13, 14 now, but he was playing with them, playing lead guitar. At 12.
Wow.
So he's in the... Isn't that crazy?
That's really cool.
His dad's like, I want to keep him as long because eventually he's going to realize that it's not cool to play with your dad. And so he's going to stop. But
I think it's cool.
But listen, they're a great band. They've been around. We really love them. I'm looking forward to talking to them. I see them every year. Even Odds will take the stage about 5:15. They are, I think, a cover band. Dr. Czar's Amazing Funk Monster. Yes, that is as fun as it sounds. Dr. Czar's Amazing Funk Monster. They are a cover band, but they dress up. They put wig. It's really a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
And then, of course, the headline is Hannah McFarland. She is a young country artist. I got here early to hear her mic check. Great voice. So much fun. She has a good personality. I think everybody's going to love her tonight. And then finally, at 9 o'clock tonight, when it's completely dark in the state of Alabama, and thankfully it's a cool 89 degrees by that point in time, the fireworks show will begin. So we got a lot going on. We got so many people. But before we talk more about that or anything about the event, we do like to talk about new chamber members. So Chamber Chat, ladies and gentlemen, is the podcast, right? So if we have a chamber member, we like to get them on. So we got our first guest in a while, first new member. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Dr. Jackson Dangerfield.
Yes.
I'm a chiropractor down the street pretty much. So.
And so for your chiropractic needs in the Hueytown, Western Jefferson County area, we got you covered, right?
Bingo, right?
Cool.
Yeah.
So tell me about you. Where are you from?
Where I'm from?
Yeah.
Fargo, North Dakota.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Really?
Very far away from here.
So, Jessica, what do you think about that? Fargo, North Dakota, what do you think?
I was not expecting that answer.
No, I know. We're really far north.
What were you expecting him to say?
Yeah.
Like Georgia?
Hueytown. I was expecting like local.
Oak Grove.
Something. Yeah. Pleasant Grove.
Best one. For sure. So.
That's cool.
Man, yeah.
So this is like, okay, so today. Yeah. It's pretty much the complete opposite of what you grew up in, right? I think weather-wise.
1,000%.
I mean, did you have days like this in North Dakota?
Not with this humidity.
Mm. Wow.
No shot. No. There was like no humidity, but we have like two and a half, three months of summer, and that's it. And then it's snow, blizzards. That's what we have.
I've never met anyone from North Dakota.
Yeah.
No, this is great.
This is so cool.
Really, I just want to talk about North Dakota for the next.
I know.
I've got to leave in four minutes to go on stage.
So much content.
I've got to leave in 4 minutes to go on stage. I'm so disappointed. I didn't know that you grew up in North Dakota.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I mean, you can't get much closer to the Canadian border, right?
No, we're about where I went to college, University of North Dakota. I was probably an hour away from Winnipeg.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah, we'd go up to Canada about every weekend and do all that.
So you're basically neighbors with Justin Bieber.
Sure.
Yeah.
We could say that for sure. Yeah.
Claim it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Such a talented guy.
Yeah.
I guess you can say we're used to the heat, right? I mean, we don't like it.
Yeah.
But speak for yourself.
Okay. Well, you deal with it though, right?
Right.
You enter. Okay. In Alabama, if I wasn't here, I'm going to find some, if I'm going outside, there's probably going to be some water involved, right?
Right.
I'm going to go find something to jump into. So you kind of deal with that. What do you do when it's really cold like that? Because what do you do? Do you just stay inside? How does that work?
No, you just layer up, man.
Really?
You layer up. But
does your body get used to it ever?
A little bit. I don't know though. When it's like -30, -40 wind chill, you can't get used to that wind.
Wow, -30, -40 wind chill.
Yeah, we didn't have many days off of school either. Like I know down here, it's kind of funny.
They made you still go.
We have blizzards every other week, and we were in school every day, no matter what.
That is so funny that you say that, because you have to be laughing hysterically when they close the school and visibility is like 3 miles.
You're on the interstate going 25, but you're going to go to school.
But you're going to school.
You have to go to school.
No snow days.
Only one time.
It doesn't take anything. Half an inch of snow will shut the city of Birmingham down.
I've seen that. I've been here for about 2 years, and I've seen that. It's kind of funny. But.
I mean, I we don't get much snow, and if we do, we're excited, and there's nothing. But I cannot imagine a blizzard every day.
No.
That has to be miserable. I bet you couldn't wait to get out of there, right?
I was very happy, especially I like fishing, I like golf, and I like warm weather. I was sick of it. I'm out of there.
So do you still have family up there?
Yeah, I got my dad still practices up there. He's an OBGYN. Okay. Two brothers up there as well. One's a dentist and a lawyer, and then I got another brother in Gadsden who's a urologist. So I got one brother in Alabama at least. Okay. So
you do go back sort of often? Please, during the summer months?
No, not even. I haven't been back up to North Dakota in about 2 years maybe since I moved down. Wow. I just practice is booming and we're busy. But yeah.
Well, he's like, I don't want to ever go back.
Yeah, I don't think I want. I don't
they can
right
come
now.
To you, right?
Yeah, they do. They
can we meet in the middle somewhere? That's what I'd say. Listen, I don't want to really come to. Can we meet somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, somewhere where it's a little bit warmer. A little bit.
Well, listen. I hate that I have to leave here, because really I could keep talking about North Dakota and that kind of weather.
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord. But anyway, I got to get ready to go on stage. So Jessica and Gavin are going to finish this out and carry you the rest of the way. Thank you so much for listening. We are back officially. And a lot of that has to do with Gavin. Gavin's back now. He's living back in town. So he'll be you can look for the podcast to be dropped on Tuesdays. And you can get that Spotify. You can get it anywhere your podcasts are dropped. We'll have it on there. And if you live in the Hueytown area, you have a business and you want to come on and promote it, we would love to have you. That would be great. That's the whole point of this podcast. And so there you go. Well, I'm going to go on stage and go outside and sweat.
Have fun.
The opposite of North Dakota.
Good luck.
Yeah. And then thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to you to be on the chamber. Looking forward to working with you.
Thank you.
We'll get to see each other a lot more. That's kind of good for you, obviously, with me.
Yeah.
Awesome. Always a pleasure.
Yes, awesome. Well, that's so cool. So, your headphones. Jamie about took the headphones with him outside. That's so cool. So, did you always live in North Dakota and then move to Alabama, or have you lived in other states as well?
Yeah, so I started off, obviously, born and raised in Fargo, North Dakota, and then eventually I did my graduate school in Iowa. I was in Iowa, which is where I met my girlfriend. She's kind of around Chicago area.
Okay,
That's where we met, and then now we're both down here in Alabama and loving it.
What's awesome. Her name?
Alexis.
Now, what does she do?
She is a pediatric occupational therapist.
Wow, that's awesome. So you guys are both in the medical field.
Yep, absolutely.
That's so cool.
Yeah, she's got a lot of patients for sure. Yeah, for pediatrics, and I think that's why she's dating me too.
Put
up with me for sure.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. So you've been in Alabama how long? If you said that already, I'm apologize.
You're fine. I've been here for a total of about 2 years now, but I think I did an internship in Huntsville, Alabama for about 3-4 months before I graduated from grad school in Iowa. But yeah, I've been here for about two. I think it's a little over 2 years. Actually.
Okay.
It's a little over. But
really cool. Yeah. Really cool. Yeah. I actually used to live up in Decatur.
Oh, really?
So I know. Yeah. Huntsville's in my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
I know Huntsville. So that's awesome. And we lost Jamie's mic stand.
Falling apart.
Falling apart.
Goodbye.
But that's awesome. Okay. So what brought you to Alabama? I know you said you have a brother. Correct here. Okay.
Yeah. There's honestly multiple reasons. Weather plays a huge role for sure.
Yeah.
But just always wanted to be about family as well. And honestly, it sounds crazy, but Pillar Chiropractic and Rehab, where I work, I got an office in the Hueytown location, but they this how we practice is not normal how another chiropractic office would kind of run their business. So they separated, and I really came here for the family and the job all in one. It kind of, I really, really got lucky, to be honest with you, because everything was set up perfectly for me. It's mainly the reason why.
Wow, that's really cool, and all that works out like that.
Oh, so. I'm very, very fortunate, honestly. I can't imagine. I love it here.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
Even in this heat, I still love it.
I know, we're over here complaining, and you're like, it's such a blessing, what a gift. Like,
But I'll be honest, it took me about a year to get used to it. Like, there'd be times where I'm like, I don't even want to get outside right now. It's too hot out.
It'll be like, feels like 109. Like, can't breathe oxygen. Like,
I know. And Alex, she's out there working right now. But she, even to this morning, she goes, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Because she's still getting used to it.
Yeah.
She hasn't been here a full 2 years like me. She's like, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah, no. I think July is probably the worst month.
Is it? Okay.
August is bad too, though.
Yeah, July and August.
We don't really get a fall, so I'm sure you're used to that. We don't really have fall here. We get like maybe a week or two of that.
Yeah,
okay. Gavin knows what's up.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
I can get on board with that. I'm okay with that, for sure.
Man, see, I'm the opposite. Like, I actually really love cold weather.
Yeah,
I love fall weather. Like, I would way prefer snow over sweating.
Like, yeah, well, I think fall is my favorite of the year. It's for sure my favorite, but we only have a little bit of fall in North Dakota. We have it for a little bit, but for like even our Halloween up there, you have to ask the kids, what did you want to be for Halloween?
What did you want to be? Because they're wearing coats and stuff.
They have to unzip 15 things to show that they're like Superman or something like that. And it's
so
like, okay.
All the layers.
And it's kind of funny. A lot of Halloweens there, you know, with tons of snow on the ground.
Really?
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
See, I feel like for us, it's like still summer at Halloween most of the time.
Oh,
like,
I love
you got to pick
my
your
outfits
costume.
Are hot. And it's, I mean, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
It's not a thing, you're going to stay warm. It's, you're about to, like, alive.
You know, I feel like this is an interesting segue, and I think this is a fun question to ask since we're talking about Halloween, but what is your favorite Halloween costume that you've ever dressed up as? Like, of all time, from childhood up until now, what's, like, the best thing you ever went as for Halloween?
My Sasquatch has been killing it at Fall Fest.
So you said what now?
My Sasquatch outfit. Have you not seen it?
No.
You gotta go to Fall Fest.
That is so cool. I love that for you.
It's, like, 9 foot tall. It's just,
oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. That's a really cool one. Okay.
I'll be honest with you. I am the biggest baby in the world. I hate Halloween.
Really?
I'm terrified of it.
Okay.
So anything, like, you will see me inside for Halloween.
Really?
I'm a baby. I can't do it. So I didn't ever, when I was growing up, I never dressed up, went out, had fun. I never did that because I was always scared. I think I remember when I was really young, we went to like a haunted house thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever since then, it messed with
me. It ruined
it.
It
ruined
you.
Everything.
Oh my gosh. See, I went through an era where like I loved going to haunted houses.
Oh no.
Loved it. I mean, like, it terrified me, but like I would go with all my friends and I thought it was so fun. But now that I'm an adult, I don't ever do anything on Halloween though. Like, it's just another day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't do it. And Alex, my girlfriend, loves it. Absolutely loves scary movies, everything like that. And I just can't.
Man.
I can't do any of it.
What about you, Gavin? Do you get scared easier? Like,
I can't do haunted houses or like scary movies after dark, but I love Halloween.
You love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you usually do on Halloween?
I just like getting dressing up.
You just like to dress up? All right.
I've had the same costume, but. You know, my costumes are usually I go big.
Yeah, I love that. I think one of the coolest things I ever went as, it sounds really lame, but it was super cool. I went as a Twister board when I was like 7. And,
hey, that's kind of cool.
My grandma, she like sewed and stuff, and so she would usually make me a costume. Like, I remember one time I was obsessed with pink poodles, so I was a pink poodle one time, like when I was a kid, you know. But now that I've like, well, I didn't dress up for Halloween as an adult until we had our daughter, Jenny Rose. And now we usually do like a family costume because like I want her to dress up.
Right,
so like, you know, but that's so cool. So what? Okay. So you don't like Halloween. So what is your favorite holiday?
4th of July.
Really?
It is. 4th of July for sure.
Wow. Why is that your favorite? I've never heard someone say that.
So you were earlier talking. I think you were talking about how you do not like fireworks at all. That is like my favorite thing in the world.
Really?
Yeah. So we did. We had a
trifecta here.
we had a cabin, and we have a cabin kind of in Minnesota. So we're right on the border of North Dakota and Minnesota. Okay. So we had a cabin in Minnesota, and every year, my dad and my mom, they would buy a bunch of fireworks and we'd light them off our beach. And it was kind of, it's more nostalgic and brings back memories right. of when I was a kid. And
yeah.
It was just a ton of fun. All of my brothers getting together and all the other families coming together. So it's more of that than anything else.
Now, did you guys like shoot the bottle rockets at each other and stuff? Like, did y'all do that?
Without mom knowing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, that's
mom
how
didn't
it goes,
know that,
right?
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, but, I never got down like that. I respect for you guys. That's fun for y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. No, I don't know if we said it on here or not, or maybe we were talking about this beforehand,
yeah,
but I do not like fireworks at all. I don't like them. Yeah. I hate balloons popping even. So
then it shocks me you like Halloween then, if you're scared of like loud noise, like that kind of stuff.
That's a good point. I remember one haunted house, like the worst part of it. It was one I went to. It literally, like, this was the scariest part.
Was
more
it
than
the
actors. No, that doesn't bother me either, surprisingly, but like it was so quiet, and then out of nowhere, it was like this loud, wah, like it was like a train horn.
Yeah.
And like it was the worst for me.
Couldn't do it.
About sent me into orbit. Like, yeah. I cannot with loud noises. So the 4th of July is. Okay, look, I'm not anti-America. Like, I feel so bad being like, yeah, it's my least favorite. But, like, it really is. And it's just because of the fireworks.
Right.
So, and the heat. So.
That plays a role.
But, you know, valid if you like them for it to be your favorite. So,
sure.
What's your favorite holiday, Gavin?
Halloween.
Halloween?
I just like Halloween a lot.
Respect.
Yeah.
I'm a Christmas person myself, so.
Yeah, Christmas is a close.
I was totally expecting you to say Christmas. Like,
no. 100%. Christmas is really close for me, but
yeah.
I think there's something about the 4th of July. And also, like, being where I'm from, it's like, it's finally, like, good weather. It's
right.
like, oh, finally, we can actually have fun outside
yeah.
and, like, go wake surfing and stuff like that versus.
So, what does it typically feel like in the summer in North Dakota? Because, like, for me, all I can really imagine when I think about summer is, like, 105 degrees.
Yeah, sweating while sitting still.
Yeah, it's like 80 degrees, like hardly any humidity. It's gorgeous. And it's like just enough. North Dakota, where we're at, the North Dakota, Minnesota area, it's extremely flat, okay? Extremely
right.
flat. So you'd always have like some wind to keep all the bugs and stuff away from you. So it's
right.
like you have 2 months of perfect weather and then it's downhill from there. Really downhill. But,
wow.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you have any interesting facts? We know that you're a chiropractor. We
right.
know that you lived in North Dakota. Any fun facts? Anything you want us to know about you?
Oh, my gosh.
We know your girlfriend's name now.
That's so boring. I don't know if I...
What's your social security number? I'm just
oh,
kidding.
Yeah.
That's it. We almost got Gavin's earlier at the beginning of the episode. So.
Yeah. I'm a pretty, I want to say boring, but average guy. Just like golfing, fishing, and just... kind of hanging out with friends. I'm not a crazy person. I have no cool talents or anything like that.
Don't play like the banjo.
Dude,
like
I do
Jamie
not
said.
Play the banjo.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah, everyone
I'm
thought
really
I did. Just by looking at me, everyone thinks I play the
That's
banjo.
So
nope.
funny. That's so
I
funny.
I feel like Jamie started that rumor.
Yeah, right. Gavin, what's like a fun question you have?
A fun question?
What's your most fun, interesting question to ask somebody?
Uh-oh.
Do-do-do-do. I'm just kidding.
Go simple. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
That's actually a really good one. Oh, I don't want to say Rocky Road, but that's pretty good. I'm honestly just like a chocolate chip guy, probably. I'm so boring. I'm such a boring
hey,
guy.
I like
I'm
Rocky
such,
Road.
You gotta
Rocky
learn
Road
the banjo.
Yeah.
We're trying to help
I have
you out.
To. I know. Seriously, do something more interesting, please.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay, so chocolate chip. That's
yeah,
your favorite.
Yeah.
What about you, Gavin?
Yeah.
Me. I asked myself a good question now. I think I like Rocky Road. I like chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
Any chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's super valid.
Yep.
Go for it. I think my favorite is I don't know if it's hot outside, I don't want chocolate ice cream. That's just like it's like drinking chocolate milk when it's really hot outside. That's
okay,
just not
fair
fun
enough.
For me. I typically go with like a fruitier flavor in like the summer. So, like a lemon
oh, wow.
sorbet
okay.
type of flavor, or like a strawberry cheesecake. That's good ice cream flavor.
Yeah.
But, like, if we're going, like, classic, like, you know, I like cookies and cream. That's
cookies
good.
Cookies and cream,
too. I was watching, like, I can't remember, it wasn't a podcast. It was just something I saw on social media, but it was, like, a rate your best flavor. It was tons of people voted on it, and cotton candy was incredibly high. And I said, I had it one time. It's the worst. I think the worst flavor you could have for ice cream.
I think
in the
Jamie
world.
Would probably be going. Yeah, he'd agree that it's probably the worst.
Yeah,
I thought it was crazy.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
No,
but it just
that's
sound
insane.
Good.
Yeah. That's insanity. But you know what? I think a lot of kids get cotton candy flavor ice cream.
Maybe that might be true.
Maybe that's why it's so high. But I've met some people, like, they're like ride or die for cotton candy flavor stuff. I don't like it.
I'm not crazy about it either.
It tastes like medicine to me.
Yes, exactly.
It's got a weird. I can't drink like grape flavored stuff or cherry flavored stuff because it's like it's medicine.
Like the cough syrup kind of. Yeah.
I can't do it.
I know,
so
I don't like it.
I'm not. But that's what a disappointment. So if you're listening to this and cotton candy ice cream is your favorite, you need to click off right now. No, I'm just kidding.
You need to find some different flavors.
Yeah, you gotta branch out. You gotta go do something else with your life because that's not it. Like, go learn the banjo.
Yeah, seriously.
That would be better. No.
We're huge on the banjo here.
Yeah, huge on the banjo. If your takeaway from today's episode is not that everyone should know how to play the banjo, spoken by someone who definitely does not know how to play the banjo, that's what you should be doing with your life. Yeah. So. Being a professional banjo player. Well, that's really awesome. Yeah. So, well, we're really glad that you jumped on with us today and glad that you joined the chamber and glad that you're here in Hueytown, Alabama.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. Well, stay cool out there.
I will.
Stay hydrated.
I'll do my best.
Drink all the water.
I will.
So, yeah. Well, thank you for joining us. All right, Gavin.
All righty.
Well, we're going to be wrapping it up here in just a minute. Do you have a good go-home song for us today that would be patriotic?
What's your
favorite? I would love to have this conversation for a second. What is your favorite, like, America? Like, you're like, man, I'm proud to be an American right now. Like, you know what I mean? An eagle cries in the distance. Like, I hear this song, and I'm like, yes, fired up, America.
The Proud to Be an American song.
It's so good.
That one will bring tears to me.
I mean, seriously. God bless the...
Yep.
That needs to be the go-home song, don't you think? Proud to Be an American.
Yeah, I don't know I don't think we've done that one yet.
I found out today, here's a fun fact, if you didn't know this and you're a listener, I found out today that apparently there have been petitions over the last couple of years for Proud to Be an American to become the new national anthem. What are your thoughts on that, Gavin?
I'm not against it as far as it being it, but right. I don't like the idea of taking the other one out.
See, that's how I felt too. It's like, I mean, I get it because it's like 2026. So like, I understand like 250 years of America. We didn't even mention that. Like, that's huge. How did we not mention that at
every
any 250, point?
250 years, we got to change it, I guess.
I mean, yeah. So maybe like this is the part where we change the national anthem. Like, I don't know. I'm like you, though. It's like it's tradition. Like, I feel like you don't need to ever touch that. Like, leave it alone.
Yeah, leave it alone.
But Proud to Be an American is so good. So.
Now, I think I've been to a couple football games where they played that song.
Okay.
You know,
like,
during that segment. So.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of valid. I see both sides. I get it. But I do agree that that is probably the best. Like, I'm going to be fired up if I hear that. Like,
yeah.
I'm proud to be an American, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, brings a tear to the eye.
Yep.
So, well, Gavin, I'm really glad that you're back. And we're going to have these episodes posted regularly, like Jamie said earlier.
Yeah.
Sorry that we were not super consistent there for a little bit, but we are going to be back on it because Gavin's
back.
All right. So, anything you want to say, like, since it's been so long since you've been here before we wrap it up?
Sorry for leaving, and I'm back now.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we're sorry
official
you
apology.
Left too. There's the official apology.
There's my apology.
That's awesome. Okay, well, as you know, the go-home song today is definitely going to be Proud to Be an American. I believe that's what the song is called, or it's called God Bless the USA.
We'll forget.
Everybody listening knows what we're talking about. When you
and
hear
if you
it.
Don't, what? You'll start hearing
yeah, and you'll
right
start singing
now.
Along to it. You're going to love it. So thank you guys so much for joining us today. And just want to reiterate, we're here at the Red, White, and Boom Festival combined with the Hueytown City Fest. They combined both of those events this year into one just big,
yep.
big event.
Two biggest events combined into one.
So. And I'm so excited to get out there and listen to some amazing singers and not watch fireworks tonight.
Not watch fireworks.
And hide in my car. So super excited for that. But anyways, well, thank you guys so much for joining us. And we will see you guys next time. And enjoy the Go Home song, Proud to Be an American.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.